Jacob Cardiff, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's going on? Snowball on deck.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. It's been kind of a little crazy day. I was trying to get back to you guys earlier, but one of those.
Yeah.
A lot of fun stuff. all right, so long and short of it, let me kind of just go down the list here, and then I want to give you the kind of scoop as far as some of the procedural changes that we've made.
Yeah.
So they'll just give you all in one shot here. This PAC deal, let me just see when it expires. Been juggling calls for hours. just had lunch an hour ago, and that's like 3 o'clock our time.
Oh, yeah.
One of those. all right, so this one, we do have a fair amount of time, it looks like. So this one will only expire in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So basically right before the Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay.
It'll expire, so we still have some time. I know this is Ruben's like legacy customer. So
yeah.
From what I recall. So I know, so yeah, we gave him obviously one of the hottest pricing that I've ever done on 18
yeah.
months, so outside of Select, which is
oh, yeah.
really separate, of course. that's, you know, as far as exception-based pricing. But anyway, yeah, so it's pretty good. Yeah, let me know. You know, if you still have some time, I think all we need at this point are the signed docs, right?
Yeah, we just need the driver's license and voided check, unless you guys have that,
the VLVC.
Yeah.
I don't think we have that yet. So just yeah,
okay.
the VLVC and signed docs should be ready to roll. So that's that. So I wanted to clarify some of the confusion as far as, so I'm trying to summarize it as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Just so we're not, so as you probably, or you may or may not have heard, in the last couple of months, Can, Cabbage, and ourselves had a coalition, and we basically, just to basically get ahead of regulation within our industry, we all have now adopted what you probably saw in the contracts, the smart box.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, so obviously it's a big glaring addition to our
yeah.
contract, which as salespeople we're not like the biggest fans of, but it is what it is. It's one of those things that, you know, to get ahead of any sort of regulation, this is something that I think in the future all lenders within our space will have to adopt this.
Okay.
Very similar to how, so the best way to I explain this, and I had a merchant today going through checkout, so this is live during our checkout as well. It obviously is, you know, it's all online kind of thing, but it's
yeah.
really not in form. But basically what this form is, as you've probably seen, is just a breakdown of APR on the actual contract, on like whatever the terms of the loan are. So what this is similar to is in mortgages, when somebody, there's like what's called a truth in lending disclosure. So if someone takes a mortgage at 5% over 30 years on 5% APR, it will break down in the truth in lending disclosure that, hey, if you borrow $500,000, you're going to be paying, you know, $1.2 million or something by the end
okay.
of 30 years.
Yeah.
So, and because that was put in there because of all the regulation on, you know, the bubble bursting in the real estate market, and real estate mortgages especially. So basically that was what came out of kind of the whole regulatory thing with mortgages, is that it's basically saying to a customer, hey, you're taking a mortgage over 30 years, just like if you don't pay it off early, assuming you don't pay it off early, in 30 years, here's what you're going to be paying back. So this is essentially the kind of mirror image of that, except now on short-term business lending, which is instead of going from APR to total payback, as it would in
yeah.
a mortgage, it's kind of going the opposite, which is going from total
okay.
payback to APR.
Yeah.
So that's basically, so if you, you know, like, so now Can and Cabbage both have this as part of their contract. So we along with Can and Cabbage are pretty much like half the market, maybe a little more.
Okay.
So that's the long and short of what the form is. How it's changing on our kind of workflow procedure is that now with the new compliance with this form is that we either need one of two things. So it really depends on how you guys want to do it.
Yeah.
I spoke to DK about it, I think on Thursday or Friday. He said he'd prefer to basically just have hit your merchants just initial each page, which is
yeah.
fine. So basically it's either the rep or you guys, or someone at Cardiff, whoever's sending the docs to the merchant, would just have to BCC myself and Jade. And
yeah.
if we take that has like the contract, you know, where basically it's like, hey, Mr. Merchant, attaches to your contract. And so it would be the attachment with the contract sent to the merchant BCCing us. We take that email and just sort it down to our team. They check the box saying, okay, this was disclosed. It's fine. Or if you do want to go that route, the merchant would just have to sign, initial, where it starts from supplement down through the bottom. So it's probably like 7 or 8 pages in total. But they
okay.
would just, you know, initial the supplement pages, the smart box, as well as like the body of the contract, And then obviously the ACH form and the two signature page already has their, you know, signatures on it, so don't need anything there. So basically it's one or the other, either BCC in the email, and if you BCC'd to us, then we'd only need two pages back, which would just be the ACH and the the two signature page. But if it's not BCC'd, it would just basically need the whole thing just initialed. I know some lenders kind of may ask for initial each page kind of thing, so it's really a matter of choice. So.
Okay, cool. And so that's pretty much it for the contracts, right? And I think, is that it? Or
That's it. That's really that's really the only. So outside of obviously the, you know, that's the only real change to our workflow is basically, you know, BCC the emails when it goes to the merchant, or I mean you can CC us as well, but you know most of our merchants prefer to just BCC. At least in the this has only been live for literally like less than 48 hours of work time, so. This we're all trying to. We were expecting to get a little bit more of a heads up rather than hey, went into effect today. But yeah, that was my Thursday. Was like, oh yes. Like, well, shouldn't you roll it out with like maybe like a week or two, and then we can tell people? They're like, no, I guess they're just gonna be like, here you go, boom. Anyway.
Right.
So yeah, what's that?
Yeah, so I got, when I got the docs, I was like, what is this new page, this supplement page, with like the. Like calculator, like the So I was just so that's gonna be like on in all the documents now, right? In all the contracts from now on.
Correct. So from now on, so it'll be on every contract as well as for Cabbage and Can. They'll also have the same disclosure form. Basically, the idea is that if someone got an offer from OnDeck, Can, and also Cabbage, that they could compete. You know, because Cabbage especially is very difficult to understand how much their shit costs. The way that their process works. So it's basically meant to facilitate if our customer says, all right, they have an OnDeck, Can, and Cabbage contract. They can just pull out this one form and compare which of the three deals is the best. You know, like they can actually like see, okay, what actually is the most expensive deal? What is the, you know, what's the best deal here, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's meant to give a little more transparency across the industry kind of thing. So that's why Can and Cabbage both adopted it. So, but yeah, so long and short of it, just you know, if you guys are sending the contract to the merchant and you wanted a BCC, then we can get that cleared off without needing the initials. If you didn't want to do the BCC or CC, whatever, then it would just need initials on each page that isn't that doesn't have a and the pages that are like in the beginning where it says like congrats on approval and like that's all fluff, so you don't really need to get those initialed. It'd only be from where it says, you know, business loan supplement and then going down.
Okay, cool. And this is just like all to get ahead of regulation,
more or less. But yeah, I mean, if you want, I can tell Kara the same story, you know, the scoop on it. Or if you wanted to recommunicate, I can, you know, tell her it shouldn't be. But yeah, more or less, this is just something that both us, Cabbage, and Can are now all adopting this month and going forward.
Okay. So. Yeah, I mean, I'll let her know, and if I guess if she has any questions, she can just give you a call.
Yeah, just absolutely. Just if she has any questions, but you know, basically, it's just one of those two options: either BCC with the attachment to the merchant, or initially each page.
Right.
I know with a lot of times, you know, some of my other partners, because their reps are working the deals and with me, it's, you know, it's just like, okay, we'll just CC you. But I know with the way you guys have it structured, you know, like it may be in the Mexico team, it may be in the in-house team. You know, it may be a little bit more confusing.
Yeah.
So I know how that goes.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, that sounds great. Thanks for explaining it to me, Noel.
No worries. And, that's why we've had meetings on meetings since Thursday, because everyone's like, wait, what? Like, now we have to do this and that. And all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, my simple request would have been like, well, why don't we just include a initial page on the smart box, and then they just initial the page. That was a simple solution that I guess we are in the works with, because there's, with all of our contracts, we did to go to our funding sources and kind of, you know, remake the changes in our policies with them. I think it takes a little time. Hopefully in the next month or two, we should have a less kind of, I guess, clunky process, for lack of a better way of saying it.
All right, perfect. That sounds good. I'll just have that contract sent out, and we'll probably just end up initialing it and sending it back to you guys.
Just have initial on each page, and you know that's the easiest way to do it. So if you guys are cool with that, let's just, you know, keep that. You know, every shop, some people are saying, hey, we prefer to just BCC you and move it on. I said, okay, so at least we're given the two options. I hate either, you know, BCC or just, you know, initial the pages, and that good to go.
All right, perfect. All right, thanks.
Well, I hope that clears things up. I know it's like a little confusing.
No, but that definitely helps. I appreciate it. I'll let Ruben know too, because he was asking about it.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'll just have that contract sent out. Hopefully we'll get it by the end of today.
Cool.
And then we could get it funded tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Not bad, man.
Thanks, man. Bye.
All right. Talk to you later.